Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Another historic event happens in Israel. It's a third election in a one-year period of time. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, Winky, I guess it's official, a third election within 1 year. Can you believe that?
I have to, Jimmy. There's some things you just cannot deny. As we were discussing the crises and the negotiations and trying to figure out the balances, I remind our listeners again, Israel is a parliamentary system. Just these past two elections, as ever, since 1949, no one party has ever gotten a full majority in the Knesset plenum of 61 seats out of the 120, and therefore we need coalition governments where the major party has smaller parties join up to pass over that 61-seat threshold. And these past two elections, although the two major parties by themselves could have set up a unity or a broad-based coalition, the differences were too much because in the end, one party, the blue and white, did not want Benjamin Netanyahu to be the prime minister. And that was their guiding principle. Mr. Netanyahu, I think, justifiably said, I have not been proven guilty. By law, I do not have to resign, but you cannot force me to follow your quote-unquote moral public principles and resign.
But I do hear, Winky, that it became very possible for this coalition to come together. Who was it? Was it the Blue-White Party and Gantz that really stopped the whole thing?
Well, Jimmy, I have to be fair here. I want to share blame between the Blue and White Party and Avigdor Lieberman, who could have joined the Likud coalition with the other parties. He was in governments previously. He helped out and cooperated with the religious parties and the Aguda Party, the ultra-Orthodox Ashkenazi European Party. This time he said no. So if he has principles, I can honor them, but he has to be blamed as much as anybody here for sending us to the third round of elections.
Winky Medad explaining why the Israeli body politic will go to a third election in 1 year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As Winky said, there are some things you just cannot deny, and a third election in Israel in 1 year is not only historic, but you cannot deny it. It has never happened in the Jewish state. Elections are key to how the Lord directs the nations of this world into the future. For over 4,500 years, God has used human government, Genesis 9:6, to direct the world and its nations in the way of His will. He will do that also in the future, and that's Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. As the Lord directs human world leaders, His will indeed be played out. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...